It was deja vu all over again as U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara stepped to the microphones to announce that yet another New York State lawmaker has been accused of bribery and corruption.
This has become something of a habit. For the second time in 3 days, we unsealed criminal charges against a sitting member of our state legislature. And based on what is alleged in this latest complaint, it becomes more and more difficult to avoid the sad conclusion that political corruption in New York is indeed rampant, and that a show-me-the-money culture in Albany is alive and well.
This time, Assemblyman Eric Stevenson from the Bronx has been charged in a federal complaint of receiving cash payments in exchange for sponsoring legislation. The two-term assemblyman is accused of accepting $10,000 in bribes from developers of a proposed adult daycare center. In exchange, he sponsored a bill that would impose a temporary moratorium on the building of other daycare centers in order to give the developers a competitive advantage. The four businessmen associated with the planned adult daycare center have also been charged, says U.S. Attorney Bharara.
Those allegations, if proven, represent an especially breathtaking bit of corruption, even by Albany standards. Those allegations represent the corrupt sale of an elected representative's core duty, a legislator selling legislation.
Stevenson is also accused of accepting another bribe of $10,000 1 year earlier. It would help grease the wheels for the developer's project. It included securing a gas line from Con Edison, hosting events to recruit seniors to attend the daycare center, and helping with a certificate of occupancy from the New York City Buildings Department. The transactions at restaurants and hotels and even in a hotel bathroom were recorded by a cooperating witness. Another assemblyman already in trouble for allegedly committing multiple felonies was also acting as an undercover witness in the probe. In exchange for his cooperation, the complaint says, the charges would be dropped and the assemblyman would agree to resign. Assemblyman Nelson Castro, also of the Bronx, has announced that he'll resign on Monday. In a statement, Castro admits he was indicted for perjury in a case from 2008 and agreed to cooperate with the federal probe. Assemblyman Castro says he continues to cooperate with state and federal authorities in this prosecution and in other investigations. Bharara issued this warning to other potentially corrupt politicians.
If you are a corrupt official in New York, you have to worry that one of your colleagues is working with us, and that your misdeeds will be recorded and reported to us, and that it will be that much harder to escape punishment.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, in a statement, says Assemblyman Stevenson's alleged actions, as outlined by the federal charges against him, are a clear violation of the public trust and cannot be tolerated. Silver says he's encouraging Stevenson to resign. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.